Beauty. You're listening to episode 2 of the Beautifully You podcast. What is up, you guys? It's your girl, Kayla, and welcome to the second episode of the Beautifully You podcast, the podcast that will inspire you to live audaciously and unapologetically love yourself. If you have not yet done so, hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about body positivity. And I'm not going to lie, today's episode is going to be a pretty stigmatized and controversial episode. You may feel uncomfortable at times and challenged during this episode, but that's good because that's where education and understanding manifests. While listening to this podcast, I encourage you to look outside of yourself from the perspective of somebody who does not identify with your same amount of privilege or lack thereof. With being a skinny, cisgender white woman, I understand that I hold a lot of privilege while talking about this topic, but my intention isn't to take sides during this conversation and say who's right or wrong. My intention is to empower you from whatever narrative you resonate with, to challenge your beliefs and look at the narratives outside of your own. I also want you to understand that everything I talk about today is from my opinions, and I don't believe that what I'm saying is the universal truth. You know, I don't want you to think that I am the all-knowing God and recite my scripture. No, that's not what I want at all. Everything I'm going to say today is my perspective and my understanding from the due diligence I've done to educate myself on this topic of conversation from different diversities and adversities outside of my own. We all know what the ideal body image looks like. Hell, it changes every 20 years, but we all know what it looks like because it's plastered all over the media 24/7. And we're all guilty of looking at another person's body on social media and craving for our bodies to look like theirs. No matter your shape, size, color, or amount of cellulite that you have on your body, this is something that we all struggle with at times. But it's all fake. This is something that is so important to understand. 90% of the images that you see on social media today are all edited. They either have some sort of Photoshop, filters, or professional lighting to create this illusion of perfection that's been sculpted by the media. But it isn't real. I think that part of the reason why so many people struggle with body positivity today is because of all of the different images and videos and content that we see on social media on a daily, hourly basis. Because it's all showing us how we are supposed to look, how we should look. And if we don't fit this perfect mold, then we're told that we're not good enough, or pretty enough, or worthy enough. Now, because we're talking about body positivity today, I want to read you guys the definition. Body positivity is a social movement initially created to empower individuals, no matter their physical weight or size, while also challenging the ways in which society presents and views the physical body. The movement advocates the acceptance of all bodies, regardless of their physical ability, size, gender, race, or appearance. Now, listening to that definition, it sounds like it's a movement that's inspired to empower everyone of all shapes, sizes, and colors, right? But over the years, it seemed like this definition has almost changed to benefit specific people dependent on their narratives. And I don't think that this is right, because body positivity was originally created for women to empower women, for men to empower men, for people to empower people. And it now has become so lost in translation throughout the years. There are many plus-sized people that believe that body positivity is a movement that is meant exclusively for plus-sized people because it was created by plus-sized people for plus-sized people. But this belief is an illusion that was created by Western culture and enables even further segregation between the slim and plus-sized communities. The purpose of the movement initially was to bring people together, not tear us apart. But it seems like we continue to move further and further away from unity the more we try to empower it. Now, when we talk about body positivity, I think we've gotten into this really bad habit where we feel the need to justify our side and why our struggles are worse than another person's, instead of coming from a place of empathy and understanding of another story whose narrative does not fit our own. It doesn't matter whose narrative is worse, because we all face different battles and go through different adversities. But the only way for us to understand what another person is going through is by listening to what they have to say, not by invalidating the perspectives of another person when you know nothing about their life or what they've gone through. Now, you're entitled to not always agree with another person. I don't expect you to agree with every single person you talk to. You know, that's not realistic and that makes you a people pleaser. And trust me, like I've been that way majority of my life, and it's a very maladaptive, self-destructive cycle. But how can you disagree with another person if you've never let them tell their side of the story? The only way for us to understand somebody else's story is by educating ourselves and doing our due diligence to take the time to understand something and learn about something that we don't fully know. I don't expect plus-size people to understand the struggles of slim people, just like how I wouldn't expect slim people to understand the struggles of plus-size people. But it is both of our obligations to take the time to understand and learn about each other's narratives, because otherwise it's just pure ignorance if we are going around saying what is right and wrong, but we haven't taken the time to understand the perspective of somebody else's opposing narrative. And as much as it's our obligation to educate ourselves, it's also our obligation to challenge ourselves when listening to another person's narrative and understand how it makes us feel. Does it make you angry, agitated, annoyed to hear this opposing opinion of somebody else? If somebody's opposing opinion makes you feel angry or agitated or annoyed, this might mean that you need to do some inner work on yourself to uncover why you feel this way. Because oftentimes this means that you have some sort of cognitive dissonance. Triggers reveal what we have not yet healed from. That was a really powerful quote, so I am going to say that again for the people in the back. Triggers reveal what we have not yet healed from. If you're feeling negatively when you're hearing about someone else's story, this usually means that it's either caused by the privilege that you hold or by a wound that you have not yet healed. Either way, this means that you need to do some inner and outer work to determine its cause and how to change the outcome. You know, I don't think anybody ever wants to be unhappy. I don't think anybody wants to wake up in the morning and say, "Hey, I want to be a grumpy old man today." No, like that doesn't happen. You know, everybody wants to be able to have the chance to be happy and content with themselves, and not only content with themselves, but content with the things that other people choose to do with themselves too. And that again is all about body positivity. I don't know how there are these influencers on Instagram and people who are promoting body positivity, but they're only promoting body positivity through populations and people that have the same weight, size, and color as their own. Body positivity is a huge part about my Audacious Curiosity Instagram account. But I don't just empower myself. I don't just empower people who have the same body shapes and body types as myself. I empower anyone and everyone who is walking and striving across the self-love journey. And I regularly share oppressed populations on my Instagram to pass the mic a little bit and get out word about more oppressed people, because I think in body positivity, we need to learn to lift each other up, not tear each other down. Now, there's this video that went viral on TikTok. This video was created by a slim former model who was posting the bodies that look like this also look like this trend. So if you're unaware of what this trend is, it's a trend that promotes videos and images of your body flexed, air all exhaled, and posed for the camera with perfect lighting. This is basically the picture perfect image of you. And then the next photo or video clip shows your body in its relaxed, natural, and unposed form. these pictures or videos are supposed to look like a before and after, but it isn't a before and after. They're two photos or videos that are taken moments apart. And this is a way for people to show that no matter the size, shape, color, and amount of cellulite on your body, you are still worthy. It's a way to welcome relatability with people who are alike you and confidence in your skin. So this former model posted this video and she got a lot of hate comments because of it. And then it became this huge deal on Instagram. And people of all varying diversities began chiming in about the topic and adding their opinions on the conversation. And then plus size influencers began speaking out about how it was fat phobic and body shaming and hurtful towards women with eating disorders and just embarrassing that this model was trying to seem relatable to the plus size community. Then about 24 hours later, the same model posted another video telling a little bit about her backstory and responding to all of the hate comments that she got. And it was then uncovered that she suffered from an extremely physically deteriorating eating disorder when she was a model. She was constantly told by modeling agencies that she wasn't skinny enough, pretty enough, or slim enough to get into the high-paid modeling agencies that she was striving for. She was under 100 pounds at the time. And I don't know if you know how tall she is, but she is a tall girl. And so her BMI, her body mass index, it's how you measure the average and preferred body weight that you should have based on your age and height. And she was severely underweight at 100 pounds, and she was still being told that she wasn't skinny enough. You know, I see this all the time, time and time again, that people often think that eating disorders are only affiliated with people from the plus size community, when in reality, the most life-threatening eating disorders are from that of slim people. I follow a lot of other influencers on Instagram, including plus size influencers, because I love educating myself and surrounding myself around other people to challenge my thoughts and my values. And there were a lot of people from the plus size community that were making the comment about how it was hurtful towards people with eating disorders, while invalidating the fact that she is recovering from an eating disorder. That doesn't make sense to me. People who are underweight are at twice the risk of death than people who are overweight. I've reached out to many, many influencers on Instagram to have this conversation with them. And many times the topic of conversation turns into whose narrative is worse rather than understanding the struggles that another person is going through. I think that many people invalidate the struggles that slim people go through because they think that we don't go through any struggles, that we don't have any hardships, when in reality, we don't have as many as the plus side community do. I'm not going to sit here and try and justify myself because I understand their perspectives. I've had many conversations with plus side people who have talked about their experiences of what they've gone through. But that's not to say that we don't go through struggles either. I work in long-term care, so I work with a lot of elderly people, and pretty well every single day that I'm at work, I hear the comment of, "You're so skinny, you're skin and bones, you have no fat on your body." You know, a lot of people can think that that can be seen as a positive thing, but I have a really high metabolism. I've never been able to put on muscle, even though I have tried and tried and tried and tried. I wanted to be a cop, but it was just not in my books because I was unable to obtain the body weight that I needed to not be seen as this weak, fragile woman. And so I didn't go through for policing because I was fearful that nobody would take me seriously being a short, slim, cisgender white woman. But that's not to say that I invalidate the opinion of opposing people and opposing narratives, because I understand how difficult and heartbreaking it must be a plus-size person who is not taken seriously in healthcare because of their weight. The mass hate comments that people receive for being plus-sized, the mass amount of catcalls and fat phobia and fat shaming that people receive who are part of the plus size community. I can't imagine what it would be like to go to the store and not have clothes that fit you. I can't imagine to not being able to go swimming in the summer because there aren't swimsuits that fit you. I can't imagine trying to sit in a chair in class, but your body's too big to sit in the mold of the chair. I can't imagine going to take a seat somewhere and subconsciously being fearful for breaking the thing that I'm sitting down on. Many people aren't taken seriously in healthcare because it's seen as a choice that somebody has made, where a lot of the time there are many people who are born obese and it's just their natural body. Being overweight and obese and plus-sized is not necessarily due to the choices that you make or your lifestyle. I'm not going to sit here and invalidate that just because I cannot resonate with their story. Instead, I'm going to take the time to do my due diligence, to reach out to creators and other people who have stories different than mine, and learn what it's like to live a day in their shoes. Sharing conversations with other people about your adversities and hardships is so important to enable growth and education, but you should never say, I have it worse, or people like me have it worse, or your story isn't that bad. When we become so caught up in our own narrative, we become too focused on being right and too focused and emotionally attached to what has happened to us that we invalidate what other people are going through or have gone through. It's important that we educate ourselves on people whose privilege is less than our own and reflect on our own personal feelings when we have conversations that trigger us. When we do these things, it allows us to identify where our internal healing needs to occur. But in opposition, we have to educate ourselves on oppressed voices and pass the mic to people who share differing opinions than our own. Our narrative is not the only one that exists. There are other people's narratives too, and we cannot invalidate them just because we think ours is more important. We have to do the work to empower not only ourselves, but others as well, because that's what body positivity is all about. If you like this episode, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And please, please, please share this podcast to your stories on Instagram and tag this podcast to share this episode with other people and hopefully inspire another person the same way that it has inspired you. I appreciate you, and don't forget to audaciously and unapologetically love yourself today. See you next time, beauty.